She had to go for medical checkup. She's on the And Ms. McCarthy, is taking portfolios to Ms. Ventura. So there are two of our members unable to attend because of other portfolio duties and one that must allow. We have another member that is coming to join us. But since we are having a presentation and we're not making a decision like this, we can't stop you. We have 8 full-time members besides the alternate, and we are 4 members and 1 is on the way. So, the honourable members, if you look at the agenda, we have discussion of the committee fund, the strategic plan that we have at the doorstep of the town house hotel, the dinner with your planning workshop, and then we had oversight versus discussion that we decided on the committee that we should look at, and then the regional offices and pay points in township. Now, I've asked a dual leader of the committee to have we have an invitation from the Forum of African Arab Parliamentarians to speak for the conference with Addis Ababa. Can I put that on the agenda as a last one, as well as in the basket? Okay, what we also have on the agenda is just your the program opportunity. Honorable members, we're going to put over to the team on the the committee side is to expand the job to teach them to the board.
Good morning, thank you, Chair. Good morning, members. Just one apology from our side. My colleague, Kevin Christian, was in an accident last week, and he's not back. He assisted me at the workshop. He's not back at Ombudsman yet. He's still undergoing physio. So, apologies from his side for not attending. Chair? In consultation with the committee staff as well, we've been collaborating in terms of using the framework at set out for the plan. What we wanted to run and what has been sent to members was emanating from the workshop was the key issues. And based on the key issues that was highlighted, we sat and we did draft on an overall program. Now we have two drafts, and basically what we need to look at is the key issues and ensure that we capture them as accurately and as substantive as possible, and to add on if there's any other issues, so that we can ensure that the five-year framework that we're looking at, where we're wanting to cover oversight issues, public participation, international participation, legislative requirements, that all these are covered duly for the committee. One of the first areas, one of the issues that we've got is in terms of legislation and policy. The document that was distributed by Zola from page 10. We had updated the document, but to avoid any unnecessary duplications and confusions of having too many drafts floating around, we agreed that we would stick with the key issues following this set out, so that where we fall in the rest of the template. We didn't want to confuse further confusion by creating different versions and sitting with one version here and members have a previous one. Of the key issues that was highlighted was the legislative responsibility of the committee, and the committee is going to be dealing with the committee will be dealing with social relief district for amendments of the Social Assistance Act of 92, policy regulations for the Children's Act, policy regulations for Older Persons Act, and on an overall perspective when it comes to the legislation and policy, it's to ensure the implementation. There are amendments of the necessary as well as implementation of all other legislation that's affecting the committee. Now, what we've done with this, for instance, is we've translated it into the main task of the committee, which is a component on legislation. We've broken down each act, the process that goes with it, such as presentations by the department, consideration of the input, committee review, research, legal opinion, reports, tabling, and as well as tabling a report to the House on each one of the individual structures. This we've done with the committee's research content advisor, my apologies. We've each one sat and we've looked at these and we've done a comparison. So what we wanted to do is to ensure that between the project office and the committee itself that we covered both sides. And what we want to do is to merge the two and to present the full table to members with a breakdown of the key issues. Another one of the key issues was the service delivery. Serious issues arose during the course of the workshop, but highlighted here was the closer cooperation and consultation with other committees within, and we had House Chairperson Mapela also speaking to us about possible joint protocols and communication between other committees, so we would have to look at closer interaction with them with a view of streamlining the work, avoiding duplication, as well as the view of improving service delivery on the overall and within a more concise and structured approach. Then we've also got the consideration and implementation of international conventions. Now, as we have it as a service delivery issue, we've also flagged it as an issue on international participation. It may fall into the arena being an implementation of an international convention. So we flagged that one in particular to put it under the sector on international participation, because the Rowden Township may just flesh out more. Then we've also got on an enhanced role for NGOs and the building of relationships with departments and agencies. We've had various entities, the departments and the entities, presenting to the committee over the 3 days, and if ever there were so many different elements that came out, that in terms of oversight, it would be imperative for the committee to ensure that these roles are all enhanced, as well as to be able to oversee and ensure smooth service delivery across the sector. The issue of the beam set that was highlighted quite often over the 3 days, and of course the impact of the beam set in approval of social grants. We're talking in terms of the service delivery issue as well, and then also the improved grant application process, the implementation thereof. I believe the committee is undertaking a visit next week, and this is also part of the processes where it was presented to the members of the new turnaround time, the structure, the service, and it's important to plot this as part of the process for the committee. In terms of the oversight, we've got the implementation of law and policy, the eradication of the backlog of social grant applications, ensuring that inspectors and social assistance become operational, swifter transformation of the to promote swifter transformation of the sector, social sector, eradication of corruption in the sector, and monitoring of course initiatives upon sector along with fraud prevention initiatives. We also have issues pertaining to budgets and funding, looking at the highlight of lack of funds. The word motivation may be strong, more in the sense of monitoring the proper funding and usage of funds in the social sector. Then, of course, the issue of staffing and remuneration that was highlighted within the different entities and the departments, the challenges that they are facing, and reviewing and looking at how to introduce skills and staff retention strategies. Salary disparities, and there again, we may have cross-cutting issues along with other departments because the work undertaken by these entities, they partner with various other departments as well. So we would possibly be looking at issues of cooperative government in the sense where we have not just the Department of Social Development that is necessarily having this problem, but across other sectors. The vacancies that is not being filled, career pathing for social workers, and mechanisms to limit the migration of staff within the departments and agencies, as the staff turnover is more, as the numbers are kept down, and that they are more stagnant. What we've done with these issues is we translated them between our towns into the legislation process. Using the social resources principle, the activities involved in these processes. Oversight, we put down your potential implementation of law policy. We're looking at scrutinizing of each plan, president's speech, minister's speech, government fiscal review policy documents. We break those down because those are also all the actions of the committee that they would undertake. Some of the activities appear to be somewhat mundane when we have briefings, analyze reports, formulate program, formulate the report, table the report, but it's more in terms of the process, the activities, and the flow that these activities will take for the committee, and it would also be a means of gauging have all these been addressed and have all these processes been undertaken. Insofar as the targets, we've got legislation to be amended. We've got scrutinization of strategic plans. It's the purpose that we need to achieve in undertaking these initiatives. The one area where I fell short of that was more in terms of dates. But when we sat this morning and we collaborated further, we realized that the dates between ourselves of the information that she has, we just need to put it together because the information is there. We just haven't synced the access to lots of information as such to set out the date. But what I would like to ask the committee is that at this juncture, in terms of the key issues for the committee, are there any questions or matters arising that maybe you'd like to highlight to us that we can include in the fleshing out of these issues?
Any questions of clarity or additions from your members? Is this a true reflection, is that satisfied of a strategic planning session that we had on the issues that we had? Just for one issue that I think that Linda, Ava, maybe you should help me there. In terms of budgeting and whether it belongs to budgeting or oversight. In terms of your value for money issue, in terms of our oversight, we have to make sure that the budget that has been provided for, that it has been adequately set. And I don't find that coming out anywhere that in the oversight, because whether we should label it as performance management and evaluation. Not sounding too technical, but I think that is quite important. Then the issue of I like the fact that we need to look at the minister's speech, everyone's speech, and then also remember the strategic objectives of the department. But somehow your performance, but also in terms of your policy, the review of your policy, whether your policy has really been adhered to, really been implemented. And I think that we should also look at some under oversight and under budgeting.
If I may, what I handed out, I made a few extra copies this morning of the template that we were populating. And just to give you an idea of some of the issues that we translated over, and as you mentioned, budget allocation, that was one of the things, even though we had it as a budget issue, we placed it under oversight, the financial scrutiny. Scrutinizing of the EME, FTF, budget allocations. We added in other initiatives as well, review of funding of the social sector, but we placed it under oversight, a financial oversight. That's where I included, even though it was given as an issue of budgeting is not to say an output on its own. It would form part of, because your
planning.
Planning and budgeting. Then in terms of policy reviews, if you have a look at the breakdown, it's not limited to these ones mentioned, but we're able to fill in here. This is a draft that stands by. As I said, by October, we were able to make amendments again to this process. What I think, what we fell short of doing is just put the two together. And I'm certain that between the two of us, we would have covered some of the gaps that is missing on here. Maybe what would be more useful is to actually give you the consolidated document that you speak from two separate ones as we're doing tomorrow.
We get the gist, precisely because we all participate in the first meeting of 1 year, but I'm sure we can lean on board on in the process. So I think it's a clear assessment of or summary of what we've discussed. And especially what I like about this is the issues that we need to concentrate on. It was the issue of the and also came out as a focus point of violence party and its itself. Lana?
Madam Chair, yeah, I must congratulate the team because it's quite a challenge to put all of this information in such a precise without overloading it. I just want to clarify on page 10 under service delivery oversight, monitoring and eradicating the backlog of social grants applications. We can also read into that appeal, which is more of a function of the Independent Appeals Tribunal, whereas if you just say social grant applications, you're looking at their processes, their timelines of how they do that. But there is a major issue in terms of a backlog of appeals and not necessarily just new applications. So I just want to qualify that because it can even link to service delivery with foster care grants and everything. So it's a very wide concept as it is captured here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think we can use that as a committee to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. As we have already explained, we work together in coming up with the process. What I'm putting on this one, it says draft 5-year strategy plan of the committee. Government action, and that is driven by the ideal of realizing a better quality of life. Facilitate public participation, monitoring, oversight function over the legislative processes relating to social development. Confer with relevant government and civil society organs on social development matters. Enhance and develop the capacity of its members to exercise effective oversight over the executive authority in social development. Monitor whether the Department of Social Development fulfills its mandate. Process and approve legislation and international protocols and conventions relating to social development. Participate in national and international social development conferences. Confer with the National Council of Provinces on social development legislation affecting the provincial legislature, and lastly, engage in any activities and programs aimed at the development and delivery of quality social development to all South Africans. And then how the committee will do this, the method of work of the committee. The fourth parliament has placed emphasis on oversight to ensure the implementation of the of service delivery target is met. The committee resolved that its method of work for this parliamentary term would be more action-oriented. The committee plans to conduct oversight races that are well informed by the needs of society and will ensure that the executive is accountable to the needs of the public. Taking into account the mandate of the new government, the committee will influence the executive to implement policy measures that would fast-track service delivery, which is targeted at poverty alleviation, youth development, women empowerment, comprehensive social security, and community development. And what I did, I just highlighted some of the strategic priorities that were set out by the President in the 2009 State of the Nation Address. The committee recognizes that if it is to be effective in its oversight function, it would have to monitor the achievement of government goals for social development as outlined in the 2009 State of the Nation Act. This includes continue providing social assistance to citizens of the country, combat crime against women and children, fast-track the community work program of the phase two of the expanded public work program, strengthen skills and human resource base, pursue African development and enhance international cooperation by assisting in the construction and development of post-war African countries to entrench democracy and respect for human rights. This will be done through continental and regional bodies. Establish a single public service which will ensure quick and efficient service from front to counter staff in the provision of service in government departments. A hotline will be established where members of the public can report service-related matters. Now, coming to the key issues emanating from the committee, which I've already highlighted. But I just thought from the presentation of Honorable Bapela of the new oversight model of the committee and how it should relate, you should implement it in the committee. As according to the Parliament new oversight model, the committee will have to dedicate 60% of its committee work on oversight and 40% on legislative work. The department and its agencies, the South African Social Security Agency, and National Development Agency have developed strategic objectives for the medium-term framework. The operational plan of the committee provides the scheduled time frame of the activity that will be taken during the next 5 years. The plan also highlights future legislation that the committee will process. Okay, so if I can just reiterate what Eva said, the legislation that the committee is expecting is the Social Assistance Amendment Bill, which, according to the conference that we received from our management, it was September 2009, and the end date is November 2009. And the Social Relief Bill, that was also for this year. And also from the strategy for planning of the department, I picked up the Social Service Preferences Bill that we have to be presented to the committee as well. So these are so far the legislation that I know of that will come in front of the committee. Okay, and then as already presented the actions that will have to be taken by the committee, which I don't think I need to go through those again. And then with regard to policies, the regulations that the department will come and serve the committee on, regulations for Children's Act, regulations for Older Persons Act, regulations for Prevention of and Treatment of Substance Abuse Act. In terms of conducting oversight, normally that is done between February and April, so just over the year, a time frame. The committee will have briefed on the budget goals and budget plans, and the SASA, CDA, and NDA, entities, as well as scrutinizing the annual report of the department, SASA, and NDA. And then what I did was to take what the key issues that Emma just highlighted, and I'll put them into the programs of where they're located within programs of the department. So under comprehensive social security, the department will have to brief the committee on plans to collaborate with other committees, and by doing so building a relationship with inter-cluster departments. That will be the police, the health, education, with a view to improve service delivery and implementation on Monday. I think here, just maybe remind the members, I can't remember his name now, the gentleman who presented on an expanded public program, he tried to emphasize the need for collaboration in the implementation of the ECWP program, that the committee may need to conduct oversight over that. Yeah.
the Obara Matela.
And then briefing by the department on the progress made on social security reforms, that would be the retirement reform, social insurance, and reforming of institutes of social security. This one relates to SASA. The department aims to strengthen the institution. So the department needs to brief the committee on that, on the progress made on that one. And also the committee may need to monitor and ensure that the independent tribunal for social assistance becomes operational. Mm-hmm. Under the social welfare program, a briefing by the department on the progress made on youth development. This we may remember the presentation on the pyramid, or how the youth population is going to be taking a different pattern or changing, and the implication thereof, of that. In terms of youth development, empowerment, and the impact of HIV and AIDS, these were highlighted also by the gentleman from the population unit, UWC. Briefing by the department on the progress made on implementation of ECWP Phase 2, which the department implements it through the ECD and HCPC, Home Community Based Care. The committee to monitor the implementation of the social professions recruitment and retention strategy to ensure that it achieves the objective of increasing the number of social professionals. Under the community development, the briefing by the department on the progress made on implementation and impact of community food banks as presented on. And briefing by the department on plans to enhance the role of NGOs. In terms of interaction with the entities, interaction with SASA on impact on means tests and its review thereof in approval of social grants, and on the progress in implementation of an improved grant application process, in short, IGAP. On the eradication of backlog of social grants, on the implementation of migration to banks and post-bank cash payments and its impact. Here, the committee may look at the challenges, successes, and the coverage. And then NGA to explain to the department about. About challenges regarding timely payment of NGOs. Conduct oversight visits. Oversight visits to SASA regional office and pay bonds, which is scheduled for September 2009. And the committee may conduct oversight on poverty war rooms, on community food banks, which have already been implemented or operational in Cape Town, Durban, and also to the NGA funded project. And I just thought that because the act was passed some years ago on the Older Persons Act, maybe the committee may need to visit the old age homes, the youth care centers, which is part of the implementation of the Children's Act. And then in terms of international study tools, right, the committee may advise. For now, I have international conferences that the committee may maybe participate in. Facilitate participation and involvement, and the committee oversees involvement of departments and agencies that it will do by maybe considering quarterly reports of the department. Maybe the point that represents the of policy review and performance. You can think of putting it under this one. Also, in terms of training and strengthening the work of the committee may conduct seminars, for example. On one area that I thought of was how does the committee intervene on tropical issues, which currently the violation of children's rights and rights of the girl child, which recently was we saw the cases of forced marriages, how the committee may intervene on that. Measure and violence against women and abduction and murder of children. And also the committee's interaction with civil society and international organizations, such as UNICEF and UNFPA. And then under the facilitated cooperative government, the committee will perform the statutory functions that will be interacting with the provincial departments and implementers of the department's policies. Facilitate international participation and set other objectives by the State of National Trust. The committee may facilitate international participation and track issues. Here we can also look at the protocols or any agreements that relate to social development and track the progress measures of those. Okay, that's all.
Thank you very much. I think somewhere we need to bring that in, either that it could be policy, it could be legislation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to address it as a member of the agency, so we need to put it forward in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think I think you also mentioned all the NGO issues. I think you mentioned
they start to do the same thing for the ECB factory, so they will be forward to the country now.
But
it's like working from. So, what we need to do, I think that is an issue that's going to be taken later on, is the uniformity of failing to injure. In let's say, the developing sector or the social welfare sector, that's very important. The other issue is. What I wanted to raise is we also have 60 NGOs. We have 60 NGOs, the NGO sector council, that they abide by the law, the laws we have oversight of.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a laws have oversight of the NGOs to see that they work within the framework of the law, but what is the service they provide? And that is why we have the local challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should also be one of our priorities that we need to work in. So we know that we were also obviously in terms of our oversight and also visiting with the intention of seeing that they are violating to the law.
Mm-hmm.
Really are looking, or but also looking at whether they are getting a PhD. So that's to, I think that's a good one.
created entity. The interaction comes to the portfolio to make you about change because it's an insane change. Now, the other issue that I wanted to raise with you was on the fact that we need to look at the internal opposition, parliament, case study skills, the ship of the system for the 5 years in parliament. And the social development line, which is out here, has presented us with a calendar, and I'm sure that also made a very picture on it, of events that are taking place this year. Now, we have a deadline of the 26th of September. We would really like to first look at this before we make up our minds. Now, if I could just take you through quickly, and Ronnie, you have a limited view, you have been in the Department of Social Policy for some time, and you have been with an international conflict of union takes place. Now, if you look at on page one, your SADC head of state comes in annual events that takes place in India, right? And I think that is going to be prioritized. We can just deploy people as a community to some of those issues. But if you look at your major conference, where you will have people from all over the world instead of visiting parliament in Denmark. You go to a UN conference or international conference, you stay for a week, you network with people from all over the world, you network with people from the NGO sector, you share experience with researchers, you come into contact with the latest research on certain subject matters. Because usually at international conferences, you have such a lot of information locally that if you are a huge delegation, you can actually meet and you will learn more. Mm-hmm. And the contact you will make will obviously lead to further contact, further communication and engagement. So I wanted to bring to the committee this idea that instead of doing a visit to a parliament in some part, in a part of the country, either in Africa or in the United States, in Europe, wherever, but to rather look at the process, obviously to get information outside our borders, but it will be much richer in terms of development for us as members of parliament. Now, when you look at our interaction, we next week are going to have a meeting with UNICEF, which is also one of those organizations that will be really, really much beneficial for us to meet and to deal with their doing and with the work that they are doing. Because they can also give us a lot of support. Now, UNICEF usually deals with children. Now, they already distributed all that voting that part. But you look at there was a meeting in Malawi, so it's one of those issues that we can really latch on to, which we don't need to make part of our two trips. But for those things will come up. And obviously, we need sponsorship because we see someone from the community. So I just to keep that in mind. Now, if you look at the meeting with the IFF in Geneva, this is an event that is held annually. Am I right?
Madam Chair, if I may respond, I know that South Africa was elected to host this Social Security Forum in South Africa. And the planning of that Secretariat meeting, they're planning it for early 2010 in Cape Town. So if we look at the funding mandate of the Portfolio Committee vis-a-vis location and, you know, self-accommodating costs in terms of accommodation and that, we can seriously look at increasing the committee's participation at the World Security Forum to be held in 2010. I just need to maybe look at the dates and get feedback on that.
And just
an
international conference is taking place, and we will definitely be participating. Now, there is the UN General Assembly debate in September 2009. And that is usually a week from
Yes, Madam Chair, it is. But I must admit that I don't have definite details on that on this event. Maybe Foreign Affairs, or we can get more detail on this. This is population development, isn't it?
ICBC is population development. Which is really good, which is crucial for budgeting and planning as well. But then you have, this is just gender budget planning to new Italy, which is obviously not an annual event either. This is something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, New York, United States of America. These are some of the annual events that will be taking international annual events will be taking place at our house. So, and then,
Okay, ma'am, Justice Kirsty, I said, okay, the Kulumang is good. Yes, ma'am, ngicela ukuqala ukuthi ngifike late because bengilahleka ngayazi kahle le ndawo. Ngingabiyele mu office lami ngiyofuna usekretari angikhombe ukuthi ngingena ngokuthi ngawa le bhilidi angilaziyo. And enye into ngibonge ukuthi uvukile embhedeni because bewugula the quite long time. Bengithi mhlambe ukuthi sinominate ama-member awu-2 ukuthi akujoyine. Mina benginominate uComrade uVincent.
Other departments that we should be, other portfolios. I think one of our two portfolios, when we refer to the social cluster, is the portfolio on women, children, and another woman. But I think that is a very strategic portfolio that we should be working with. For instance, I just looked at the agenda, I think for in this week sometime, they're going to be working with a child, or something like that. So I think we must mention that portfolio because I think it's a strategic portfolio partner with us. Thanks.
I think it's fine. I don't feel we need to say that we are going to collaborate with other communities such as the but just to keep in mind that that committee has monitoring oversight over all departments in terms of how are they implementing legislation, the training to women and children. Although not replacing, we just have to also monitor from outside, not replacing the social, the portfolio committee members, because they need just to lose their, they see looking at the right issues of women and children. I think we can collaborate with them, but also look at correctional services, especially with youth centers, and the School of Industry. And there has been some talk now around that social development will be in some of the youth centers, the School of Industry. I know there's one in Queenstown and one in Natal. I think that we would like to be informed, the committee would like to be informed around those talks and deliberations. But I think that is something that we need to explore. Also, our working together with our colleagues in the NCC, especially in terms of the challenges of the problem, that is going to be really important. Okay, but thank you for the point of taking and going out. Anything else for me? The white paper on social development is gone. It's been up for review for many years.
It's been the white paper for welfare.
Sorry, welfare. It's the old man's stone, yeah. I think that was one thing that we missed on that policy review process. But I'm sure, can I interact with the DG on this matter? Yes, the minister and come back. So that is a major policy that we want to involve. It's the white paper on social welfare from the old man. I think it was in 1946. response with that, we're looking at our visit to the Western Cape Tucker office. Now, we've scheduled our visit on the 9th of Tucker, which is the most of the week, as well as the resolution of the committee. We're looking at the 9th of September. Now, we wanted to budget certain areas. And looking at Google Maps. On the mind. That's fine. And we go to or would you like to go to a rural place? This wrong form. We'll have an early morning meeting. We'll give you the item for the month. We'll have an early morning meeting at the regional offices. It's here at the Francis, along with the Golden Acres, a shopping center on the meeting. A shopping regional office is just there. So, we'll give you the whole day. And we will discuss the regional office and we will go back into the car. And we will also visit the Tucker office team that we Thank you.
Madam Chair, are we going to inform SASSA that you are coming on that day? Just an unscheduled visit.
You see what? I'm asking you. No, but it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Because our experience with you will have our knowledge.
Yeah.
But at least for this business, you know, this is how it's going to be done. Because that's the fact that we went to the whole ministry. You now vote with our faith, and they will take a full belief to the whole ministry. Physically, they accept that condition.
So, I think after this, we will be well armed to keep going to our own. I will be the master. But I think it's necessary also that we, and I know there's a security risk involved and so on, but some of our members must know when payments are being made. Because as on the Book of Finances, sometimes we have to go to this. But we may have days, for instance, within the Western Cape, we don't have any certain day days.
Mm-hmm.
And I can check my program, okay, payments are going to be done in X, Y, or Z today. I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to go to that and just do my own observations and stuff. So I think it's necessary if we can look at some way of getting a schedule of when payments are done, where, the dates that payments are done. I know we used to get it as a portfolio in they used to give, for instance, the MNC for social development, health and social development, a program of when to increase. If we can look at something like that as well, we can just,
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Done just for the moment.
Thank you, Chairperson. Today I'm not well. I'm having a flu. Welcome also. I think this is the good program. This is the good program, and then I think it must go on. And then after this program, we need another program like this because it's very clear. I think.
Thank you.
before we go on next week, we need to have a copy for the new one. And if we were going to also cover suggestions and just leave to the committee to take them, then we can incorporate the file. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. The last issue on the agenda is the draft paper. Remember, I referred to the invitation. It's a policy that is in Durban that is been invited to by the Minister of Public Service and Administration. Whether the thing is open and inclusive, or if it's a policy that is in Durban.
Madam Chair, is it possible that you can have a list of all our members, their contact details, their physical addresses? Because when we were sick, it was sort of difficult to communicate with you. And the other thing, the communication is not meant to be connected. We can't communicate. When we talk to them, they need things from there, we can't talk to them.
Online now. Yeah. in the line with the computers and the work. I think it's been really tough study for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
At least now, we're all online. I'm sure some of you have asked us the new conference now. And we don't have this conference, but I know that this is going to be this conference. So I think the situation has been changed. And we don't feel like life, people that are just in relationships, at least now, we don't have the I'm sure things will be very, will not be very good. But I do apologize for even if you allow me to be but also, link up with Lana and link up with Tanika. So even any information that you want, please. Thank you very much.
Just I want to report about the National Development Agency from Babanang, but he doesn't give me the report himself. But the people who stay in Babanang, they phone me left and right. They say thank you to me to send that a committee of the National Development Agency. He go there, he doing their job nicely, but he says he go back and on the 21st again in the Babana. I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I'm not Punda, I don't know.
Thank you.